Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott has been better than any trainer in the history of the sport when it comes to the four-star Dave. He has saddled a total of 5,131 winners in his career, four of those coming in the four-star Dave, more than any trainer in history, and he is with me now on a very busy morning for him, so we won't keep him long. Bill, good morning. Appreciate a few minutes.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate you taking time. I know how busy Saratoga Saturday mornings can be. Casa Creed looks to give you win number five in the four-star Dave today. Last year, he was third in this very same race. What are you seeing from him coming into this year's race?
Well, he's coming off a couple of really good races. You know, we shortened him up, and he won going 7/8 and then won the Grade 1 Jiper Stakes at 6 furlongs. We had thoughts of running him 5.5 furlongs up here in Saratoga to see how he would handle that distance, but we drew a very bad post. We drew the 12 hole and decided to scratch and run a week later in the four-star Dave. I mean, he has been effective going a mile before, you know, we thought our chances were probably a little better in here than they were coming out of the 12 hole in the other race. So, you know, he seemed like he was ready to run, and we didn't, you know, we had no reason to wait any longer than this weekend. So,
as a Hall of Famer who has saddled so many big winners in your career, Bill, what are some of the key things that you look for in a horse coming into a Grade 1 race like this, letting you know he's ready to fire his best shot?
Well, number one, you want to be coming in off of a good race, which he is. He's coming in off of it, off of two real good races. And you know, you want to look at the horse and make sure they're, you know, in good flesh and moving well and sound. And, you know, he checks all the boxes there. I mean, he's been doing quite well. You know, when you come into these kind of races, you don't want to have any hiccups coming into them, you know, missing works, bruised feet, whatever, you know what I mean? You just, you want everything to go smoothly and feel like things have gone well, leading up to the race as far as their training goes. And I can say that things have gone nicely for him.
The race before the four-star Dave is the Saratoga Special. You'll send out number 11, High Oak, a horse just getting started with his career. He broke his maiden June 26th at Belmont, now comes in to his first stakes effort. Tell me a little bit more about High Oak.
Done everything right. You know, ran well in his first race, got up, looked like they outfooted him a little bit early, which, you know, they probably will do in this race today. But he seems to be a determined sort of horse, and you know, we're going to give him the class test today and see what happens. Obviously there's going to be a good pace in there, and we'll see if he's good enough. I think, you know, a lot of these times when horses haven't run but one time, it's always kind of a fact-finding mission to see what you've got as far as, you know, quality and class and of course, you know, ability, how you match up with the other horses. So I'm cautiously optimistic about his chances. You know, I feel good about him. I feel good the way that he's trained, you know, now we just got to get him out on the racetrack and get the answer out there.
Oh, Bill, before I let you go, I'll ask you for one quick comment on Paradise Creek, because this is potentially the final Arlington Million Day in the history of our sport, and I've been talking about it a lot on the show this morning. Your lone win in the Arlington Million came in 1984 with Paradise Creek, who was, by the way, one of my all-time favorite turf horses. That was a special day for you. What do you remember about Paradise Creek and that day?
Well, just I remember, you know, Paradise Creek in his entirety, because I had him from, you know, when he was a baby and a two-year-old, and went in his first start at Belmont. We ran him back on the dirt one time in the hopeful just to give him a try on dirt, which didn't work out well. And then, of course, he stayed on the turf the rest of his life. But he ran against some of the very best during, you know, he ran against Lur. He and Lur changed places a few times on the racetrack. I think we beat him, you know, a couple times, you know, I can't remember if it was his four-year-old year, but, you know, he raced against high-quality horses, and then in his final race just got beat a nose in the Japan Cup, which going a mile and a half. So, you know, he was a horse that was effective at a mile, second in the Breeders' Cup mile at Gulfstream, and won the Arlington Million at a mile and a quarter, and then, of course, got touched off a nose in the Japan Cup. So really a good horse, a fun horse, and same family as Theatrical was. So, you know, I had to, having had some of the family for the Firestones before, he was a special horse for me. Set a world record, I think, in the Manhattan when he went a mile and a quarter and 157 and change. And that, I think that was, you know, a record that I don't know if it still stands at Belmont. I suspect maybe it does.
Yeah, very special horse, very special trainer in Bill Mott. Bill, I know Saturday mornings.
And I'm very sorry to lose Arlington. I mean, that's a shame. One of the, you know, most historic. Of racetracks, and of course, you know, it was such a great place to race, particularly in the days when Mr. Duchessois was totally at the helm, and he made every owner feel very welcome when they came to run there, and really put on a great show from the first. I believe I was there for the first Arlington Million. I was there to watch it, and I've seen quite a few of them, but, you know, some great days in racing there.
That's a huge loss for thoroughbred racing, no doubt about it. And in the words of Bill Mott, sorry to see it go. Bill, appreciate the visit this morning. I told you I wouldn't keep you. I know you're busy. I'll let you get back to it. All the best later today, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.